This morning it's my great pleasure to welcome to our breakfast show Mr. Anthony Williams, recent National Drama Award winner and well-known art critic, poet and novelist. Mr. Williams, welcome to Great Reading.
Thank you, Judy. It's a pleasure to be here and good morning to all your listeners.
I'd like to start by congratulating you on your recent prize-winning drama. Can you tell us a little bit about the play for which you received this award?
Thank you. And of course, the play was something I'd kept in the back of my mind for a long time, perhaps 10 years or so. The central idea of the drama and the accident occurred to me when I was living in Canada. And when I moved to Chicago, I started to make it become a reality.
So, something that took a long time.
Yes, I'm a slow writer and I often have 3 or 4 projects I'm working on at the same time.
Really? Isn't that difficult?
Well, I'm disciplined and an organised person. I work the same number of hours every day, and at the end of each afternoon's work, I write a plan with everything I want to do the following day.
And can you always do the work you plan to do?
Almost always.
Could you give our listeners more details of your working routine?
With pleasure. I'm always up before the sun and in the kitchen looking for some breakfast. My partner prefers to sleep in, but I'm a morning person, so I have breakfast alone. Then I'm at one of my desks by 7 o'clock. My day is usually divided into 2-hour blocks and I work 10 hours, 6 days a week.
I'm interested to hear you say one of my desks. Do you work in different places?
Yes, I have 4 different workspaces in my home, which fortunately is large and very silent. We live in the country.
So why do you change the place where you work?
Something as simple as if the sun is too strong in one room and then I move to a room in the back of the house. Or then in summer I move my work out onto the big porch so I have the birds for company.
And is it lonely being a writer?
It most definitely is. I suppose that's why I keep myself very busy. I don't spend all day writing, though. After the first 2 hours, which I almost always use for planning details of a character, I have a break and answer the phone. I make calls to friends or editors or just something boring like ring the bank.
Do you do anything active during the day? Do you like cooking, for example?
Yes, I go swimming after lunch, but no, I never cook. We have Mrs. Shakespeare for that.
Mrs. Shakespeare? Is that your housekeeper's name?
Yes, isn't it a marvellous name? She's a terrible housekeeper, but a wonderful critic of my characters. I often consult her first about a character, and she gives me more help than anyone else. Her cooking's really bad, and the house is in a mess, but with a name like that, you couldn't expect her to be a good cook, could you?